Time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here in the studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a caller from Salt Lake City, Utah. Dr. Mark Williams is joining us. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Great. And how are you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
And you're a doctor, but a doctor of what?
I am a medical geneticist.
Aha, interesting. Well, some connection to the piano puzzler there, in a way, the way certain composers have identifiable DNA, maybe? I don't know. Bruce, help me out.
I think you're onto something, but let's wait a little bit because I think it might be very helpful to think that way later today.
Uh-huh. An early clue with today's piano puzzler. Well, the piano puzzler, of course, where Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and Mark, your job will be to name the tune that Bruce has hidden and the composer whose style he's imitating. All set for your piano puzzler?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. I don't think I've ever heard a piano puzzler quite like that one.
Well, yeah, and if I'd heard one like that before, I probably wouldn't have volunteered to participate.
Well, of course, it does eliminate a lot of composers, you know.
Yeah, I think everybody prior to about 1975 or so.
Oh, no, no, it's actually an earlier style than that.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, in fact, in the 70s, you didn't hear this kind of thing anymore.
But 20th century.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, but actually it's from the early part of the 20th century.
So are we talking Second Viennese School?
You are.
So we're probably then talking about Schoenberg or Webern or Berg, possibly.
It is one of those three, and it is really only could be one of them, oddly enough. Do you want to take a guess?
I, of those three, I would probably go with Berg.
Well, just put a Schoen on the front of that.
Okay.
And I think that in terms of how we play this game, the fact that you said Second Viennese School, it gives you the prize.
Absolutely.
Why don't we hear a little piano music by Schoenberg so people who might not know the Viennese School as well as our guest might know what we're talking about. Here's a little bit of music from his six middle pieces for piano. There's a little bit for you.
Now, Bruce, you said there might be a connection in a way with musical genetics. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, the style, in fact, the technique, I should say, that Schoenberg used is usually called 12-tone music, and it's serial, which is, in this case, not the breakfast cereal, but S-E-R-I-A-L. And I built a 12-tone set, and I used it the way he would use it to create the textures and the drama. So The 12-tone set is like the DNA from which the entire organism, if you want to call a piece an organism, which kind of is generated from there.
Uh-huh. Now, what about that tune? We know it's in the style of Arnold Schoenberg, but Mark, any thoughts about the tune that was hidden in there?
Well, it's certainly transfigured, let's put it that way.
Yes, yes.
But I must admit that the distraction of the serial technique was enough that it obscured the tune, so I wouldn't mind a second shot at it.
Okay. I'm going to bring out the tune dynamically even more.
Okay.
¶¶ Now, I was trying to play down the extra notes.
Do the first three notes again. I just want to do a check.
Okay. Do you have your stethoscope handy?
I'm ready. So is it, she'll be coming around the mountain?
That is it. She'll be coming around the mountain. What kind of check did you do?
Oh, I just, I heard the sort of the central piece of it, that da-da-da-da-da-da-dum, and I thought, well, that could be it, but then I wanted to make sure that the first three notes actually fit with that, since I was a bit off the first time
around. Right, right. Very good.
Good diagnostics there, doctor.
That's right. Yeah. Good checking. There's a one spot that I think is particularly funny here. Because I'm hammering it out, but it sounds like some kind of threat.
And, she'll be coming around the mountain in the style of Arnold Schoenberg. A very unusual piano puzzler this week from Bruce Adolph. Mark Williams from Salt Lake City, Utah. Well done.
Excellent job.
Excellent job. Got the composer, got the tune. Mark, what's your public radio station?
I listen to KBYU.
Mark, thank you very much for joining us for this week's Piano Puzzler.
It's my pleasure.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.